Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Earth Day, data and earnings, and more Archegos fallout. Leading today's news, President Biden announced his latest steps against climate change today as he convened a virtual climate summit with 41 world leaders. He pledged to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least in half by 2030, though the initial proposal will offer broad strokes rather than a detailed breakdown. The target would represent a near doubling of the U.S. commitment under the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, when then-President Obama vowed to slash emissions by 26-28% compared with 2005 levels. Bigger picture. The announcement builds on other climate policies Biden has proposed in his first 100 days in office, including a plan to integrate climate risk into the financial system and a $2 trillion infrastructure package. He's also set to issue an executive order on climate disclosure within the capital markets, a move that could shift investments and allocations into the fossil fuel and renewables sector. Suddenly, people are going to be making evaluations considering long-term risks to the investment based on the climate crisis, said U.S. climate envoy John Kerry. It may already be happening. Electric vehicle stocks jumped after the latest climate headlines on Wednesday, as well as shares of solar companies. According to Bank of America, 90% of all companies in the S&P 500 also now publish sustainability reports, up from 20% in 2011, suggesting the trend has gone mainstream. Go deeper. Corporate America is warming up to Biden's new climate target. More than 400 businesses and investors, including Apple, Alphabet, Coca-Cola, General Electric, Unilever, and Walmart, have signed an open letter that backed cutting U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% below 2005 levels by 2030. Green investing advocate Ceres said the signatories employ a combined 6 million American workers across all 50 states and represent more than $4 trillion in annual revenue. In other news, stocks closed higher on Wednesday following 2 days of declines, though futures hugged the flat line for much of the overnight session. Traders are meanwhile looking out for more economic data that could give another snapshot of the ongoing recovery. Small caps are also in focus given the strength seen yesterday, with the Russell 2000 ending the session up 2.4% to log its best day since March 1st. On the calendar, the Labor Department is set to release the latest count for new jobless claims. Expectations are for 617,000, but there could be another surprise following the pandemic low of 576,000 seen the prior week. Another key report is existing home sales for March. The National Association of Realtors is forecast to show sales of previously owned homes slipping 0.5% month over month in March to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6.19 million units. The earnings parade will also continue, with two DJIA members posting results this morning, chip giant Intel and chemical maker Dow. We'll also get numbers from American Airlines, AT&T, Biogen, Blackstone, Freeport McMoRan, Snap, Southwest Airlines, and Valero. Commentary: significant stimulus, with more coming from the Biden administration, has driven economic forecasts up and might push overall EPS expectations from the $174 consensus projection currently to $180 to $185, Citi's Tobias Lekovich said in a research note. We think that equities are reflecting somewhat closer to $190, which suggests that much is already priced in and that any shortfall could cause a meaningful pullback. It would have been one of Credit Suisse's best quarters in history, though it turned out to be one of the worst. Revenue at the Swiss bank soared 31% to $8.3 billion due to client activity in robust markets, but it logged a net loss of 252 million Swiss francs, or $275 million, due to the Archegos disaster. The damage isn't done, While Credit Suisse has exited 97% of its trading positions related to the collapse of the investment firm, it still predicts an additional loss in Q2 of around 600 million Swiss francs, or $655 million. Backdrop. In late March, Archegos defaulted on margin calls from several global investment banks, including Credit Suisse, Nomura, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs. The fund had large concentrated positions in Viacom, CBS, Baidu, and other companies, but its use of total return swaps helped hide its high exposure from the banks. The derivative contracts exposed the firm to severe losses when the trades went sour, and the news came just weeks after Credit Suisse warned of other major losses. Earlier in March, the bank froze $10 billion in funds connected to client Greensill Capital after marketing funds that financed the company's operations. Looking to counter the damage, Credit Suisse intends to raise about $2 billion through 203 million new shares, shoring up capital via convertible notes. That would help lift its Common Equity Tier 1 capital ratio, or main measure of resilience, back towards 13%, after slipping 12.2% from 12.9% at the end of December. The bank also cut its dividend and pushed out its heads of risk, investment banking and equities. Outlook. The loss we had in Archegos was unacceptable, Credit Suisse CEO Thomas Gottstein said after the results, but didn't offer his resignation following the Archegos and Greensill cases. This is the time for solutions. We do not have a risk culture problem. Switzerland's financial regulator, FINMA, still opened enforcement proceedings against the bank over how it handled the recent risks, which could possibly shorten Gottstein's tenure at the helm. He took over only a year ago after his predecessor, Tidjane Thiem, was ousted from the bank following a spying scandal on a recently departed executive. TikTok is facing a lawsuit over alleged misuse of children's information, which is being backed by Anne Longfield, the former Children's Commissioner for England. She maintains the social media app has been collecting personal data on millions of children across the UK and Europe since May 2018, including phone numbers, videos, locations, and biometric information. The app then gives this data to unknown third parties for profit, according to the suit, which is demanding billions of pounds in transparency over what data is collected. Bigger picture. Longfield is also demanding clarity over what ages the app is meant for. It currently targets people 13 and older. She further cited a government study from Ofcom that showed 44% of 8 to 12-year-olds use the app, calling it a data collection service that is thinly veiled as a social network. TikTok has more than 800 million users worldwide, with 100 million users in Europe alone. Privacy and safety are top priorities for TikTok, the company responded in a statement. We believe the claims lack merit and intend to vigorously defend the action. Go deeper. This is not the first time TikTok has been in the spotlight over its data practices. Back in 2019, U.S. trade regulators fined TikTok's parent company, Chinese tech firm ByteDance, $5.7 million over allegations of illegally collecting personal information on children under 13. The Trump administration also attempted to force a sale of TikTok's U.S. operations to an American company. Oracle, Walmart, and Microsoft were interested, citing national security concerns surrounding data security and privacy. Last December, a U.S. district court judge prevented the Commerce Department from imposing the restrictions on TikTok, though the app has been banned in other countries like India. A new term is hitting financial markets called swarm trading. We've seen the trend many times over the past year, ranging from the GameStop and AMC short squeezes to the Hertz bankruptcy bid-up and Kodak craze that preceded it. Other events that did not fare as well was the highly publicized Doge Day this week that was supposed to take the crypto to a dollar. The tactic sees people pile into these names, ignoring fundamentals, technicals, and other catalysts, until the last trader is left holding the bag. Meet the newest target. Greenlight Capital's David Einhorn cited a deli in New Jersey last week as proof of a quasi-anarchy market that's fractured and possibly in the process of breaking completely. The store, located in a Philly suburb called Paulsboro, generated only $35,748 in sales over the last 2 years, but is publicly listed as Hometown International and valued at over $100 million. "The pastrami must be amazing," Einhorn remarked, as shares volume surged, with swarms of traders adding on the Russian dressing. It used to be that people ran away from brewing bubbles, eschewing stocks and other financial assets that seemed massively overvalued or just plain stupid. Nowadays, people run toward them, writes Tracy Alloway at Bloomberg. The latest. Hometown International was delisted from the OTCQB over-the-counter market overnight for not complying with the rules and was slapped with a warning label, according to the group's CEO, Cromwell Coulson. The retail trading sensation is also under the microscope, while its effects are being assessed in relation to market equity. Well, newly confirmed SEC Chair Gary Gensler, Wall Street's top cop, make some regulatory moves? As of 6:20 a.m. today, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the red, with the Dow flat. On today's economic calendar, existing home sales are out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.